From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo on Friday. They headed toward Turkey as Russia intensified its airstrikes against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. The charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point and it was not clear if anyone would be allowed to enter. A strong earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan today, killing at least three people, including a newborn baby. At least one high-rise residential building collapsed, several others teeter-tottering. VOA's Bill Ide on the area where the quake hit.
It's known for culture and for history, and there's actually some concern that there are some very old historic temples that may have been destroyed during the quake, but it's also known for high tech and for other industries. Actually, it's one center that Taiwan's leaders are looking to develop in the future. But most of all, it's known for its history.
Taiwan, located in a highly active fault zone known as the Pacific Ring of Fire, in 1999, a magnitude 7.7 earthquake that struck near Jeju Nantua County killed more than 2,400. UN mission in Mali says UN and Malian forces have retaken a police base in Timbuktu that was briefly seized by unknown assailants Friday morning. No one's claimed responsibility for the attack. Northern Mali has been racked with violence in recent years, including insurgencies by Islamist groups. This is VOA News. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights says respecting women's rights and granting them access to reproductive health services are essential in the fight against the Zika virus. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
Scientists are trying to determine if there is a definitive link between an outbreak of Zika virus in Brazil and more than 4,500 suspected cases of microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads and brains. Evidence for such a link is strong enough that a number of countries in Latin America are running scared and are making tough demands upon women. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein, notes that some governments are asking women to delay getting pregnant, but are not providing them with a means to control or prevent an unwanted pregnancy. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Cecile Puy, says women and girls face an extremely difficult situation in Zika-affected countries that have restrictive laws governing women's reproductive rights. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
South Korea's defense ministry says North Korea appears to be moving quickly on its preparations for a long-range rocket launch. Pyongyang notified international organizations of its plan to conduct the launch between February 8th and 25th. This prompted neighboring countries to go on alert. South Korean military officials say they will work with the U.S. and Japanese militaries to track the rocket that North Korea plans to fire. The U.S. economy had a net gain, get this number, 151,000 jobs in January, which is lower than the previous estimates for the month. Friday's report from the Labor Department also said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9%, its lowest level in nearly 8 years. President Obama spoke about the U.S. economy's climb back from the recession.
We have recovered from the worst economic crisis since the 1930s, the worst in my lifetime and the lifetime of most of the people in this room. And we've done it faster, stronger, better, more durably than just about any other advanced economy.
Meantime, analysts say the strong U.S. currency is making American-made products more expensive on global markets, hurting sales along with that. Wells Fargo Bank experts also say slow growth in U.S. trading partners is hurting demands for exports, which can slow U.S. economic growth. And the first trading week of February saw more volatility on U.S. markets in just the last five trading sessions. S&P 500 has traded in nearly a 100-point range. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.